Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Stargazing with Star Fuentes. Star Fuentes is a master intuitive healer and spiritual teacher and has been a pioneering student of metaphysics for over 50 years. She has learned lifetimes of priceless information from her years of seeking out and living with indigenous healers and shamans around the world. Visit her website at www.starfuentes.com and then join her here every Wednesday night on Spiritual Connections Radio as she shares her knowledge with you. And now, Star Fuentes.
Welcome. After the half hour, we may be taking questions. The number is 646-716-9663. First thing I got to say tonight is, wow, Joe Gallenberger, welcome.
Hello there, Star. How are you tonight?
I'm kind of feisty tonight.
Okay.
And welcome to the show. So I'm going to let you start. You are an amazing, truly an amazing man. Tell us about your experience becoming that amazing man.
Well, I worked for 30 years as a psychotherapist. I'm a clinical psychologist, PhD, and also had interest in expanded consciousness and awareness. So I started going to a place called the Monroe Institute, which is able to bring people into elevated consciousness states with no dogma using some audio technology. And I found that really fascinating. And being very deeply in touch with spirit there, began to wonder how to bring those energies here into physical matter reality. Began to look at the area we call psychokinesis, or PK. It's the same thing as telekinesis, meaning to affect matter here in physical reality with your energy. Some people say affect it with your mind, but your mind is sort of like the steering wheel in the car. The energy of the car, the gasoline, is, I found, a wide open heart is the best energy. It's the highest, most consistent, most spiritually and psychologically healthful. So using that high heart energy, we are able to do things like bend metal and plastic using just your mind, or lighting light bulbs without plugging them into the wall, growing seeds in your hand so you see root growth in just 2 or 3 minutes, those kind of things. And that interested me because you can study it scientifically, and it seems to be the same energy as for energy healing and for manifesting what you'd like in your life. So it got me going on a big adventure to explore that. So I started in science labs, confirming that PK is real, and then went out to Las Vegas because we know the dice are neutral and the slot machines, we know the statistics. I practiced there by myself, and at this point I've done 75 Inner Vegas Adventure workshops over the last 10 years, bringing other people, showing them, yes, we can affect matter. Yes, when we do, we increase our healing ability, our manifesting ability. So that was the short version of the first stuff I got into before my book, Inner Vegas, Creating Miracles, Abundance, and Health, came out.
Well, what is your website?
There's several ways to get there. InnerVegas.com, since we've mentioned Inner Vegas, is a good one. And I wrote a book called Liquid Luck. So LiquidLuckBook.com will also take you there. And the main site is called Sync, S-Y-N-C, Creation, C-R-E-A-T-I-O-N, .com. But that tends to be harder to remember than just Liquid Luck Book or InnerVegas.com. So that's what I usually give people.
Okay. So I'm pretty much a master in the healing world and walking on fire, walking on water, levitating things and things like that. But you seem to be a master at working in the casinos, and you've taken how many groups now, 26 groups or something, to the Inner Vegas experience?
Yeah,
and
75
you take people
groups.
There.
Yeah.
Tell us what the purpose is for going there and what you do there.
Sure.
as the person coming to the workshop.
Sure. So the reason we picked the casino is because we're using psychokinesis as a training device to show people how they could raise energy, focus it, and get a result. And the casino When we're in a wide open heart space, energy flowing well, feeling all is one, grounded to the earth, all kinds of wonderful things, you get rewarded with money within seconds. And if you go into greed, fear, and ego, you get punished by withdrawal of money. So it's a great training place. That's why we picked it. And it's fairly safe. You know, in life, sometimes the things we're trying to manifest can be very high stakes in terms of soulmates or health or career. And we play just with little bits of money out there for feedback. That's why we picked the place. So when people come out, they get a preparation manual before they go to help with meditation. Again, we use this brainwave patterning meditation called HemiSync, so even people that have never meditated can do it easily. And when we get out there, the first day we're introducing each other, looking at what PK or psychokinesis is, getting to know each other and meditating together, and beginning to practice the game of dice, which is our main focus there. Second day, we have tables reserved just for us in the casino. We go down and play as a group. Again, the energy gets very high, so we've had people wake up the second day of the workshop spontaneously saying, I'm pain-free from post-polio syndrome for the first time in 20 years, or other kinds of healing events, body, mind, and spirit. So we find that high energy is very therapeutic across the board for people, whatever they'd like to manifest.
A high energy isn't selective. When you get into those states of high energy, it just doesn't say you can do this or you can be this. It goes all the way across the board, and wherever your soul, you know, your soul needs to manifest, it will manifest. And I see some very good feedback on your website from people going to this Inner Vegas experience. What a great thing to work in a place where there's so much ego, you know, and so many, every player goes in there with the ego saying, I'm going to win. And for you to take a group and to put so much light into a space which may or may not be so full of light. How do people get how they get in their own way during this workshop?
Yes, because they can see it. And, you know, it happens for everybody. There's one woman that came was a $21 million lottery winner. And yet at the table, she had the intuition, say, the next number would be 4. And she couldn't bear putting out $5 on that, and 4 fours came in a row. So she could see her fears around money and risk and deservingness were still operating even after winning the lottery. Other people, it's performance anxiety, you know, wanting not to disappoint the group. When I do these things, you know, some people start with, I'm afraid I'll be the only one not able to bend the spoon with my mind. And, but when we go deeper, it's usually they also are afraid that they will be able to, because it's such a paradigm shift, a belief changer to do so. Wherever you are, usually it helps people move along even more powerfully into their understandings of their nature as spirit and what they can do when they're in a physical body.
Well, you know, that's very important. And, you know, my husband does fire walks and I do the water walks. And I think when it comes to being materially rich, it depends on you being spiritually rich. You have to know who you are. Do you get angry when you lose? Do you take it personally? Do you have your whole genetic family on your back? Mm-hmm. Or are you really you? And it sounds to me like the work that you do brings people in touch with who they are when they handle cash. And most people don't realize that cash is a teacher. Cash can be an enemy, cash can be your best friend, and cash can avoid you, depending on the relationship you have with cash. And that is the same relationship you have with your higher self.
It's very interesting. You know, we've had, with the 75 workshops, we've had some people take the same workshop over 20 times because they find they learn so much about themselves and those very important relationships. How do I really feel deeply inside about abundance? you know, we're living in a culture that says nothing good comes easy, no pain, no gain. There's a lot of things that we believe that make things harder for us. And here you can see that if you shift your belief and your energy, all of a sudden things can be miraculously easy and much more delightful. So you can really begin to create heaven here on Earth, which is a thing I think we need as a planet. We need to feel abundant instead of fearful. We need to be living from the heart. We need to be living from joy. And so that's why in my Liquid Luck meditation and book, those are familiar with Harry Potter, that kind of idea of developing a vial of liquid. When you drink it, you'd have an exceptionally lucky day. We fill that vial in meditation with happiness, praise, compassion, feelings of good fortune, feelings of gratitude and abundance, those kinds of energies. And then folks have amazing results, enough that I took a bunch of their stories and wrote a book about it, because it tends to inspire others to hear what normal people, quote, did with it.
The book is wonderful. The stories are great. I can almost, in my mind, see the people are having the experience with dealing with some of your energies in their life turning around. I really love the book, and I loved the meditation CD. And, you know, having, you know, been teaching since 1958 and being 76 years old, I've probably had about 15,000 authors I've worked with, and God knows what. And so I'm kind of like indifferent to most books, and I found that I found a special place for Liquid Luck and your CD. So can we get a little deeper into this space we have to be in, and why gambling is such a quick teacher? And it can show us every 30 seconds what different, well, maybe every minute or two, how just a slight change in attitude, a different thought running through our head, standing more connected to God or Source or to Earth, how that can change us so dramatically. Can we talk a little bit about that?
Sure. And, you know, I think that's one of the biggest values of doing this work, because in life, we might start off a day and it becomes negative. We're not taught in high school how to turn that around. And so in the workshops and the home study course and all of that, what we're focusing on is, okay, whatever way you're starting here, you have the ability, the dominion, the power to shift what you're thinking and in a Vegas environment, the nice thing is you see instantly the change. In regular life, you might have a negative attitude for weeks before you got ill or something bad happened, or you might have a positive attitude for months and still your soulmate hasn't shown up. Some of those things can take a while to manifest. What we'll do is, say we go to the tables, and this can be typical the first time we go as a group, people are nervous, and they're just learning this new game, and we do what we call plant a few seeds. We leave more money at the table than we came with, and then we need to go back and look at all the fear of loss and the feeling like, gee, today's starting bad, the whole day will be bad, and we turn that around dramatically, and within a few hours we go back, and then we win. And people can experientially see, hey, you know, if our energy is from the heart, relaxed, trusting, no fear, grounded, connected, things beautiful happen. And it can happen in each moment. And the fun part is, you know, even having done that, then the next day everybody's excited like, oh, this is easy. And you say, no, you still have to be impeccable in that present moment today, feeling those things I mentioned, in order to create a good reality today. So they get a lot of practice in finding out how reality changes depending on what they're thinking and what they're feeling.
That's important. I know years and years ago I was somewhere out on an Indian reservation, and I was playing bingo. And I said, oh, it looks like I'm going to win. I got one place I need to vote. And then I heard a lady thinking, oh, my God, if I win this bingo, I can feed my children. And at that moment, something happened in me, and my number didn't come in. And I realized there's a space where we can't be less than or we can't be better than when we are connected to God, that's ego talking.
Mm-hmm.
You know? I want her to win. You know what I mean? And
mm-hmm.
and that taught me something very important, you know, that my number didn't get called. My husband is a good teacher. When we go to we got married in Las Vegas, and we end up going through many towns during teaching and stuff and gambling. I can walk into a casino and I can tell him, play that machine, and he will win $100 or $400, $600.
Mm-hmm.
I cannot pick a machine for myself.
Ah, okay.
But,
well, that's a challenge for many
but
people.
But I'm very good on the tables. I'll end up $600-700+ up on any table game.
Okay.
But I cannot do the machines for me.
Uh-huh. Well, we could work on that. You know, it's interesting that because many people can heal others easier than they can heal themselves, or they can, do psychic readings for other people easier than themselves. And we look at it from an all-is-one place. We get people to the place where they can also manifest abundance for themselves or be intuitive for themselves. And that's really delightful when they can participate, if you will, in the party. But, you know, there's a lot of, you know, I was taught when I was a kid, eat your peas or the kids in China will starve, you know, kind of a scarcity environment. So I would change the thought to, I'd like that lady next to me to win, plus I want to win. You know,
mm-hmm.
that we both can.
I don't have problems manifesting at all.
Yeah.
I'm a master manifester.
Good.
But, and the challenge is sometimes in the casinos, picking
uh-huh.
machines. And then again, I think the machines are healing stations for me. Anytime I sit down on the machine, somebody with cancer, on an oxygen, having an oxygen nostril thingy and smoking a cigarette sits next to me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So then my healer goes, oh. So I really am not totally focused when I get on the machines. But gambling is fun. I think, how many days is your workshop?
We start on Saturday morning at 9 and go till Monday about 7 o'clock at night. So 3 days.
Oh, that's pretty intense time together.
Mm-hmm.
And do you find that a lot of your students participate in your other products? And
yes, I have my most extensive product is called Sync Creation. It's a home study manifestation course that teaches the psychokinesis and all of that, and about healing. And I'd say about half the group that goes to Vegas often has that home study first, and then they want to play with it in the casino environment to show how well it works there. So they come up that way. The Liquid Luck has been a very popular book as well as CD, as you mentioned. So when people began to use that within hours, we got reports of people winning jackpots and getting job interviews, 4 job interviews when they've been jobless for months, all kinds of interesting things happening. So, you know, they tend to use the other products to do well there besides what we teach there. And we listen to some of them together as a group. We actually put down pillows and blankets. We have some beds in this luxury suite that we meet in. And then people lay on mats or on the beds and put on headphones and meditate together. And it's a very good way to, you know, group bonding as well as get people settled down and into their hearts.
That's really important. And many people come to me and they want to heal the way I heal. And many people can and some people cannot. And they want to do all the phenomena stuff. And basically that phenomena stuff is not going to happen for them if they don't work on themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really, really important to get that peace, that cash isn't staying away from you, manifesting isn't staying away from you. is what's in your way. Manifesting is always there. There's so much in this world. And you talk about in one chapter about numbers, the numbers of insects on this planet, the numbers. Manifesting, the ability to manifest is always there, but there's some pieces and places in your personality and emotions that get in the way. What do you think, besides fear, is the biggest thing that gets in people's ways of manifesting?
Well, I use the term fear very, very broadly. When I first went out by myself, I found all these things popping up. Not good enough, or I did it now. They're going to think too highly of me in the casino, whatever it would be. And I realized it was like fighting dragons, and then realized it's all one dragon with many heads, and that dragon is fear. So on my wall I have a saying, fear is expensive, love is priceless, choose wisely. And the best way out of fear, I used to meet fear with courage, but now I say I melt fear with love. And so we move from a place where we may have some concerns into opening our heart wide, and then the fear gets softer and softer and quieter, then we can begin to work in manifesting areas.
Yeah, I think that's really, really important. And what I teach is that the ego is not connected to Source, and the ego is not connected to the Earth. And when you do the Law of Attraction, you do anything from the ego, but you're not going to manifest it. When you do it from the heart, you're going to manifest it. And having a red sports car and a pile of cash in front of you, for most people, it's what other people will think about them,
mm-hmm.
not how they will be with it themselves.
Yes, and we're social creatures, and but we've been taught to be good girls and boys and nice and not too greedy and all this different stuff. And so how other people are going to react is very important to us. One of the big reasons a lot of people come back to the Vegas adventures is they can be with people of like mind who can celebrate with them being abundant rather than be jealous or envious or, you know, worried that it's of the devil or whatever they might be worried in the culture. These people get genuinely excited when they come in and say, you know, I was out there one time and I just thought, gee, for my target, I'd like a royal flush and hearts. That's 161,000 or something to one by chance. And I sat down and boom, third pull, royal flush and hearts. Well, I was able to tell people there and they were genuinely happy for me. No envy, no fear. And that's a great delight when you have a bunch of people that you can celebrate with, when you are masterful, when you do have something happen that some people might consider even a miracle.
Well, you know, people have a hard time with miracles.
Yes.
And over again, I've seen that. I've been in an audience with 200 people in the audience, and somebody has had a tumor on their body. And I touch the tumor, and the tumor disappears, not all the time, but some of the time from the person. And the audience gets white. Their mouths drop. And they sit there in this dead silence. And I'm like, come on, clap for a miracle. And it takes them 5 or 10 seconds to get back into their body
mm-hmm.
when they're in the presence of a miracle. But after a while, the students that stay and study and that study other things, they're very quick to rejoice.
Yes.
When somebody has a miracle, and to applaud and to cheer people on
mm-hmm.
when their tumor gets half as small or something like that. But it's just amazing. Many audiences over the last 30 years that have done these types of things for, the general reaction is they turn white, their mouth drops open, and they sit there in prolonged silence.
Mm-hmm.
And is this what happens when they don't win at the casino? Do they leave their body so they don't continue to win?
Some folks will have trouble winning to begin with because they believe, you know, life is hard, nothing's worthwhile, and that's great effort, or they don't deserve it, or whatever. Other folks, as they begin to win, get quite uncomfortable if it feels like it's too much abundance, if you will. But many people get used to that pretty quickly in a supportive environment, you know, where people do say, come on, clap, this is good.
Yes.
And then they begin to enjoy it more and more, and they get creative, and they realize, you know, gee, with this, you know, one thing that I do in Vegas since the beginning of those 75 workshops is we have a blessing bucket in the corner. It's totally anonymous. People can put in or not. And we give to charities like Doctors Without Borders or Children's Education in the East or different things, as well as sometimes even a casino member whose child might have been injured or something. And over the years, we've raised over $100,000 in that bucket for charity. So people begin to see, if I am more abundant, then I can share it and I can spread it around. One of the things, I don't know if you've noticed, Star, I've been doing this about 20 years, but people used to say, I'd like to manifest so-and-so and such for myself. Now I hear more and more, I would like to learn how to use these abilities because I would like to help my community be better. People are often, you start, how many Mercedes do you want before it would get boring? Probably one. And then they go, what else can I do? And usually it's to do good for other people. We have a charity in our town where for $25 an eye, they can fix a cataract problem for a woman in India. And when the women have that problem, they become beggars because they can't work anymore at the rugs. And we just such great bang for your buck. We raise $1,000. There's literally hundreds of women we've helped just at $25 a person. So it's fun to do that. And that's why the compassion is in there. The compassion takes you out of ego as well.
I think that's really important. And if you're able to give, then you're able to receive. Mm-hmm. And one of the universal laws is give what you want to get. And, you know, when I teach about cash, and I teach about if you want cash, you better make sure that you tip your waitress,
yeah.
You know, that you do the appropriate things with cash.
Yeah, and you have to feel abundant and happy to do so. You know,
absolutely.
Rather than, you know, that's the important thing is really what's going on deep inside you about it. And yet the action's important as well.
I think so. And I think that Liquid Luck, with the way you have information, and then you have integration time by telling stories, and then you have a bit of information, and it's a very well-written book, and we can get it at syncreation.com, syncreation, creation. And we're coming up on the half-hour break here. So take a deep breath.
You're listening to Stargazing with Star Fuentes. Star Fuentes is a master intuitive healer and spiritual teacher and has been a pioneering student of metaphysics for over 50 years. She has learned lifetimes of priceless information from her years of seeking out and living with indigenous healers and shamans around the world. Visit her website at www.starfuentes.com and then join her here every Wednesday night on Spiritual Connections Radio as she shares her knowledge with you. Once again, Star Fuentes.
I'm here with Joe Gallenberger, and please send me a note on my website. My free ebook, Being Materially Rich, depends on being spiritually rich. You cannot have the first without the second, is available. Just drop us a little email in the info space, and we'll email it out to you. All right, Joe, let's talk about your life. Let's talk about how you got to such a point where you manifested everything you wanted, that you turned into this beautiful teacher that teaches other people to manifest. How did the manifestation go for you? Was it rough at the beginning? Was it smooth?
Well, it was a combination. I had my father said, you can be anything you want as long as you have the passion for it. I had very loving parents. But my whole family, including me, suffered from very substantial depression. So from maybe 7 years old to 30 years old, I did have to battle that. I did have a brother commit suicide with depression. So it was kind of a mixed bag. I've always had a spiritual life, and I was actually in a monastery for when I was 14 for 2 years. But when I learned the Monroe Institute Hemisync way of meditating, that turned the corner for me in terms of beginning to get in touch with spiritual energies in a way that was quite quick and easy and deep. And that's when things began to really turn around. I am very fortunate now, and it's so many people involved that I would have to, and I am glad to give thanks for. I am with my soulmate. I have great health. I got friends around the world. We just have a newborn baby granddaughter. I live in a beautiful area in the mountains in North Carolina. Things are good. And I really appreciate that. I also notice, even when things are not so good, I was holding one of my precious cats when some dogs came along and savaged her, and she died in my arms. And my reaction to that was very different now than it would have been 20, 30 years ago. I went and found the owners of the dogs, and the first thing I did is give them a hug. I'd never met them before. And then we had a soulful conversation about keeping his animals up. Since this energy has been high and running beautifully, I've been through many deaths that were very beautiful. My brother John died last March, roughly around this time, and his wife and I and my wife sort of held him and sent him energy, and we could really see him glow and be taken to spirit. So even the rough things in life change, and it sure is nice to be able to think, gee, I'd like a royal flush on the poker machine and get it immediately. That's fun, too.
I think that those things are so powerful. And, I have a month-long course, and we teach, which is coming up this September, we teach the walk on water and the levitation and teleportation of an object. And people who end up at the end of the class, they go, oh, my God, I'm so changed. Oh, my personality, I learned this and this and this. And I'm like, well, what about the phenomena? They're like, oh, yeah, that was great, too. Going into it, it's like, I want to do the phenomena. But when they spend 30 days studying themselves and what's in the way, and, the great thing about being together for 30 days is most people can be anybody they want for 3 days.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't hold it any longer than 3 days.
Yeah.
And your real self comes out. And then people can work with each other and say, we're going to have to work on this and that. So I think I've been teaching this class since 2000. Yeah. Since the year 2000. And it amazes me when people can take, a couple steps on water. I can walk on water. I had a guy two classes ago. He couldn't walk on water, but he could stand on it 5 feet deep, 4 feet deep. And I'm like, how does he do that? I don't even teach that.
Yes.
But that's something that he had to do, was just stand there.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, The people going into this class want one thing, and they end up with this character, this person who is so connected to spirit. When they talk to other people about it, they're talking more about their experience and becoming aware and awakening than they are the phenomena of the whole thing. So I generally find that interesting. It's like the first day they're there and going, can we teleport today?
I'd agree with you that it's, toward the end of these things, the phenomena, as you call them, are ways to focus attention, feedback devices, training devices. But what people find is most profound is a shift that allows them to be more loving, more in touch with themselves, more knowledgeable about who they are. And finding that usually they're much more powerful and nicer people than they expected, if you will, that they have this tremendous capacity for compassion, for gratitude, for feeling abundant, for healing, helping heal others as well as themselves, those kinds of things. And that's what they leave going, boy, I'm glad I came.
People have told me stuff like, oh, I've seen colors I've never seen before. I was so busy worrying about what other people would think that I've never seen these colors before. Mm-hmm. And this is the first time I really heard birds. They were always background noise. And I'm thinking, wow, such simple things.
Yes.
When
matter of fact,
yourself. You
know, in my business, sometimes when I work with, particularly with businesses, the just being able to relax and be in the present moment, people might say, I haven't been this relaxed in 20 years.
And, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And relaxing is such a powerful thing. But I think the most important thing for me has been education. I spent 16 years living with 13 different shamans and indigenous healers and stakats in Africa, palapas in Mexico, ashrams in India, and walking through China. And for me, the whole education part, who am I, why do people do this way, how can I do this way, why is somebody who has two bowls and a knife and lives in a hut so clear and full of light and conscious when the person who owns 100 buildings in Chicago isn't?
Mm-hmm.
You know? And, yeah. And traveling and learning with them taught me a different piece. And now what's so wonderful is I bring back all these teachings and people don't have to go live in Africa or go live in Mexico or China or India. They can learn these teachings from me, and they don't have to do what you did all the years at the Monroe Institute.
Yeah.
That being in your presence and following what you present to them is an important piece of their spiritual growth, as much as being able to win it, perhaps, as much as having that dice stand on that corner and decide whether it goes between that 4 and the 6, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And then flip over to the exact number that you need. And I know you've seen that.
Yes. So that's one big reason I did the liquid lock. I wanted to try to summarize 2 decades of this work into something that somebody could get a taste of this in 30 minutes. Because of the way our culture is, that's the amount of attention some people can begin with. And was really happy to see that even in 30 minutes people could begin to see results. And then many people from that get inspired to, you know, pursue it much more deeply, which is wonderful. But it doesn't have to now be 20 years in an ashram or anything else.
It doesn't.
Else. And that's really good because our I think cultural consciousness is expanding at a very high rate and needs to. Most of us won't be able to afford to go to the ashram.
Well, you know, it's really funny. I taught something very magical in 1971, and it took me a year to teach it to this particular person, just an average spiritual
mm-hmm.
person.
Yeah.
And I teach the same thing in an hour and a half.
Yes,
because
things speed it up.
Things have so speeded up
mm-hmm.
that, you know, we're grasping pieces about ourselves and pieces about the world so quickly that we don't need a year to integrate.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. So that's really, really important. So I suggest Liquid Luck. And I suggest Joe Gallenberger and most of his products. Most of his products are great for you. And I'm excited about the July Inner Vegas, about the July Inner Vegas.
Well, I got to tell you, there's one in May and one July. They're both full with wait lists. So just this week I'm putting out a new dates of September 26th to 28th will be the next Vegas adventure that's open. Others are already filled up.
Yeah, well, I unfortunately that's when I teach my month long-dimensional.
Well, we'll catch you eventually if you'd like to come out. I'd love to have you.
I would love to come out, and I have about 10 students that we could probably just do a class with my people, you know.
That'd just
be so much fun and so much awareness. Now, I meet a lot of people, and people come to me. They mistake activity for accomplishment, and they're very busy. They're busy doing this, they're doing that, they're networking, they're doing this, they're doing that. Mm-hmm. But it seems, they come to me that they can't accomplish anything. And there's a place where some people don't understand the difference between activity and accomplishment. With the speed of the feedback of Las Vegas, how quickly do you go through that particular block?
Quite quickly, because the rat race treadmill type of thing tends to be an ego-driven deal. I have to stay busy and put in a lot of effort type of consciousness. And what they folks find at the tables is that doesn't work. And they have to move into this wide open heart state, here now, present moment kind of state of consciousness, which is the opposite of, you know, that busy treadmill kind of feeling. And so, again, the feedback's so quick, they see, the usual efforting does not work. And yet they will see somebody else, say, having success. And we get back to the room, debrief that. Well, what did you do? Well, I opened my heart. I thought about my kitty cats. I did whatever that moved me out of impatience, effort, struggle, and into a real zone of being with the highest of energies. And with that, then that's when the success is. So then the person goes, oh, well, I'll have to try that. And pretty quickly they get out of that sense of, you know, this I'm going to get an A in this class by extra effort. It's not going to be effort.
The goody two-shoe syndrome, you know.
Yeah.
I'm going to sit in the front seat, take notes, and of course have 7,000 questions, so I never can actually do the process from beginning to end without trying to change it.
Yeah.
I you know, that's good. I've seen people sit in Las Vegas, and they have a sour, pissy attitude, and their face looks like they ate a lemon.
Yes.
And they're winning, and they keep winning.
Mm-hmm.
And when I look at their whole exterior, it says to me they shouldn't. But when I look at their interior, I see their heart, and I see their mind. You know, the mind isn't in the brain.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's all around you, the mind connected. I'm like, wow, this is a big phenomena. How can they be so open-hearted and be so conscious in their mind, and how can their face look like they ate a lemon?
Well, that's funny, because a lot of people, you know, like cheering and all that, but other folks, they're going into a zone where they can look very, very serious, but if you talk to them, they're more in a place where maybe they're thinking of someone they love very deeply, or who knows. But the outside can look kind of dour, and yet inside they're grooving along pretty well.
Must be, because they just keep on winning,
yeah.
You know. And even if you just walk around a casino and you observe people, who are winning, you observe the people who are angry because they're losing, you observe the people at the different tables, that's a whole lesson in itself, especially if you're conscious about energies.
Yes.
You
yeah,
know?
But I think it'd be safe to say, in my experience, most people are happy before they win rather than after they win. They're even happier after they win, but it's very unlikely if they come in a real bad mood that they're going to win. Unless they, you know, my dad, he used to sit at the slot machines saying, Joe, it's a way that I can forget the stress of my mom having Alzheimer's and going and having to visit her every day, which was his privilege and honor, but it also was very wearing. And he would go to the slot machines, and he would be able to, forget everything for a while. And but when he'd sit down, he might look, pretty intense as he began to concentrate on the game. But then he would be chuckling once he began to win, you know?
And how much Las Vegas is there around us in our daily life?
Well, this is an interesting question. You know, when I mention what I do, some people go, oh, I don't gamble. And I go, wow, you came to this planet, you got married, you have kids, you're a high roller.
Absolutely.
We just play with, you know, pieces of paper out there. So we're always taking risk. And we were taught as kids, oh, that's risky means stop, this is dangerous. But risk is how we learn and grow. It's how, you know, the Berlin Wall came down and how progress is made and new inventions and everything. Somebody takes a risk. So that's what all of this stuff out there becomes very apropos to life, because you need to learn how to risk happily, intelligently, with your energy high and your intuition open in order to have as much fun on this planet as you can.
I agree. I definitely agree. And, you know, to talk about success, success is a state of being. It isn't a state, you know, where you have so much money or anything. And, you know, I have a friend, they live in a cottage in Colorado up on top of the mountain and make dream catchers and have a goat and some chickens, and they feel they're very successful. Both of them came from corporate world, New York City. They're stress-free now, and they think they're the most successful, and they know they're the most successful they have been in their whole life.
Mm-hmm.
And people have a tendency to measure success by material gain, but success is a state of being.
I'd agree with that. And yet, you know, we need to be compassionate. If somebody has three kids and they're out of work, money is important. There's a certain basic amount that to keep body and soul together is very, very helpful. But from there, it's pretty diminishing returns. At that point, what really makes people happy would be to help others, to feel what they're doing has meaning, to not be so stressed, to be their own boss, so they have freedom. Those kind of things become important.
Yes, they do. Mark, I can feel you in the background. You have a question.
Yes, I do. I love how connected you are, Star. It's amazing. You know, Joe, I'll give you the standard story that most people can tell. You know, I've taken, you know, laws of attraction classes and flow dreaming, and I've gone down and I've done sacred, you know, wealth abundance classes and ceremonies, and I've gone after core beliefs about having to work hard and all that kind of stuff. And, you know, I have many blessings in my life, but overall, I would say that life itself doesn't flow as nicely as I like to see it. I don't think that, the money flows in, but the manifestation is at the level that I know I'm capable of being at. So, first of all, I wanted to see if you, A, had a general idea of something I could do as far as kind of changing my view of that, and B, I really love CDs and stuff like that. I know you have a couple up on your website, and I was wondering if you felt that one of them would be something I should get my hands on right away.
With what you're saying, I think you could not go wrong starting with a CD there that's called Abundance Waterfall. It will just bring into mind all that is going well, that flow of abundance, see yourself with it and be grateful for it. And then the way the meditation's designed, you can make the waterfall different colors, like green for health or whatever. And then if that's an area you would like to see greater flow, you mentioned that word flow, you imagine that part of the water flow flowing even stronger. I mentioned my brother dying. I had a workshop the day after his funeral, and when the workshop ended, I was in Vegas and just sat down at a slot machine and imagined myself in that abundant waterfall and immediately won a jackpot for $4,500, went to another machine, won its jackpot on the third pull, and then the same jackpot again on the fifth. Went up and went to sleep, woke up the next morning, hit a jackpot on the first machine within three pulls. So it might get that feeling of flow going that you're mentioning. a Liquid Luck book and CD, also very powerful and, you know, quite cheap. So both of those would be a place to start if you didn't want to go as extensive as the whole home study course.
And what is the website for that?
You can go liquidluckbook.com. You can go the Sync Creation you mentioned. And you'll see across the top different tabs for home study, for workshops, and also for products. When you go to products, that's where you would see Abundance Waterfall or the Liquid Luck CDs and all. So one of the easiest ways would be there, just liquidluckbook.com. Is easy to remember for people.
You know, I'm not clear. Do you do personal consultations?
I do not, except within the context now of that home study course called Sync Creation. I find if people get the course and begin to work with it, then we have three coaching sessions personally for each person within it, and those are much more productive than just starting, quote, from scratch with somebody in terms of time. So we ask them to do a few of the exercises, and including ones to get to know yourself and what's going on before calling for the coaching. And then we move into deep intuitive states within the coaching, and really people find it of great benefit then.
Great. Now, if there's one or two things you want to leave our listeners with that's very important about manifestation, very important about themselves, what would that be?
Well, I'd definitely say, and it's easier to say than do sometimes, make sure your desire is much greater than your fear. So almost like a scale, if you had 50% desire, 50% fear about not getting what you want or other bad things going, you're probably not going to get anywhere. When you get to be 60% desire, 40% fear, it might come in slowly with a lot of glitches, but when you get to 90% desire, really being able to see that, and 10% fear, you don't have to be perfect, then is when things flow. And the other thing, I guess my main message I'm trying to teach here is that we're all miracle workers. We're living in a miraculous world, the miracle of your own human hand, and that we can indeed shape our personal futures and the world's welfare. If we clear those limiting beliefs and raise our heart energy, we can focus it for healing and abundance. And I think that's an important message right now, because there's so much fear and lack in the world. We need to be the balance to that. And the best way to inspire is to be abundant and joyful yourself. Then people say, well, how do you do that? And then you'd be glad to share, and those who are receptive, they can get on the bandwagon too, and we can create that abundant world for ourselves and our kids.
It is important, and be careful what you ask for. I'm going to say that. I had a client, she wanted a husband, she got one. He sat on the couch, was a couch potato, watched TV. Then she asked for her mate, which was someone who would work and be there to support her and other things. And she got one when she asked for her mate. Well, she had to get rid of the other one first. But you know what I'm saying? Be careful what you ask for. And somebody told me once, I'm going to get $1 million over my dead body. And they got in a car accident. They lost their hip and their right legs. And by the time their lawyers and 3 years later, everything all got settled, guess what? They had $1 million. You know what I mean?
Yes. So, yeah. I don't like to get real superstitious. I think it is a kind universe. But the more specific you can be, not so much how it will come to you, but what you would like. So I would say, you know, I would like, if I were going to lose weight, I would say, you know, I would like to get to my ideal healthy weight in joyous and happy ways. And so I might meet somebody then who turns out to be a running partner and a real best friend rather than have diarrhea for a week.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Yeah. So you know, and I always put this or something better, because in my life when I've done that, the universe sends me stuff even better than I could have imagined, both in the way and in the quantity. So you, people get in trouble if it's just, you know, they feel like they have to have it a certain way. And if things come with a glitch, usually that is a reflection that there is still some fear going on.
I'm sure it is. And once again, tell us the name of your CD, your book.
Sure. So I got two books, one called Inner Vegas, Creating Miracles, Abundance, and Health, It's on Amazon or my website. Same for Liquid Luck, the Good Fortune Handbook. That's my second book, website or Amazon. And then the CD is only available on my website, which liquidluckbook.com will take you. L-I-Q-U-I-D-L-U-C-K, book, B-O-O-K.com. And you can find the CDs there as well.
Well, thank you very much for joining us, Joe Gallenberger.
My pleasure, Star.
We'll see you sometime in one of your workshops.
That sounds like a plan. Let's make that happen in 2015, huh?
All right. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
Thank you, everybody.
On behalf of Spiritual Connections Radio, thank you for listening to Stargazing with Star Fuentes. Please join us again next week for another enlivening episode. For more information on Star's classes or services, visit her website at www.starfuentes.com or call the office at 501-609-0660. That's 501-609-0660.